Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our travel unit today. Here we are in Asia, in good old Taiwan. There are lots of places nearby that you can travel to. The Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, mainland China, and Korea, and, well, Japan. And that's where we're going today. We're going to go to Japan. More specifically, we're going to a place called the Tsukiji Fish Market in Tokyo. I hope I said that right.
I don't know. I don't speak Japanese, but it sounded okay to me. Tsukiji. I've never been there. I've been to Tokyo a couple times, but I hate the smell of fish.
Well, you're from someplace in the desert, and I suppose you don't have a lot of fish there.
No, we do not.
But if you can stomach the smell of fish and other strange smells, well, maybe the Tsukiji Fish Market is the place for you. But our title here says, catch it while you can.
Cute.
Which is an interesting phrase. It means, hey, you better act fast because you may not have a chance in the future. Catch it while you can.
Right.
So let's find out what this is all about. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson today, all about the Tsukiji Fish Market in Tokyo. Planning a trip to Tokyo can be overwhelming. With all the extraordinary possibilities, from cuisine to shopping and, of course, sightseeing, scheduling your days can be hard. What better way to heighten your experience than by accomplishing all three endeavors before the sun is high in the sky at the famous Tsukiji Fish Market? Centrally located, it's a mere 15-minute trip from Tokyo Station. Renowned for its wholesale fresh fish and produce, the market maintains its status as an appealing tourist attraction while also supplying more than 2,000 tons of seafood daily. While enticing, the daily tuna auction can prove difficult to catch. You have to line up early, by at least 5 a.m., to apply for a spot. Only 120 people in total are admitted between 5:25 a.m. and 6:15 a.m. If you miss out, however, don't worry. Eager spectators are permitted in the wholesale area after 9 a.m. This is to keep peak sale hours free of potential hazards and disturbances. Still, starting at 5 a.m., visitors can begin winding through the outer market, which is lined with sushi restaurants and specialty stores meant for those who wish to indulge on a smaller scale. Whether you end up peering at massive catches, sampling exquisite sushi, or absorbing the hum of commerce, there are a few rules to abide by. No high heels or sandals, large bags or luggage, or small children or animals are allowed. Additionally, smoking, disturbing traffic, and bargaining are not tolerated. Rarely is hesitation rewarded, but in this case, the consequences of waiting could mean foregoing the opportunity entirely. Tsukiji Market is expected to close and change location in October 2018. A trip now could be your last chance to experience the celebrated site. Just remember to say arigato.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about a place you can travel to. Do you know, I bet a lot of our listeners have actually been to the Tsukiji Fish Market already because Japan is such a popular place to go and travel to. When people in Taiwan have some downtime or some vacation time, let's talk about this first sentence here. Planning a trip to Tokyo can be overwhelming. If something's overwhelming, whatever you're talking about, there's just a lot of it. Maybe the emotions you're feeling are overwhelming. Sometimes when you're not supposed to, you want to laugh, you know, like in a serious situation. So you feel this overwhelming desire to giggle or laugh, especially when you're supposed to be serious. Well, planning a trip can be overwhelming for different reasons. Maybe there are too many places to go to, or there are too many opinions in one family, and so you can't decide where you want to go. So, yeah, sometimes planning a trip, especially to a really cool place, can can be overwhelming.
It certainly can if you're going to Tokyo, which is the largest city in Japan. And I believe it used to be the largest city in the world. In any case, Tokyo is still huge. And there are lots of things to see and do in Tokyo. That's why we're saying planning a trip there can be overwhelming with all the extraordinary possibilities from cuisine to shopping. And, of course, sightseeing, scheduling your days can be hard. So, yes, indeed, we've got these extraordinary possibilities. Look at that word, extraordinary, which means beyond the ordinary, more than ordinary, extremely special, basically. And it's pronounced extraordinary in most cases, although sometimes you do hear people say extraordinary. That's acceptable, but extraordinary is more common.
So we've got lots of possibilities. I love that. It's better than going somewhere where there's nothing to do. That's not very fun. So you can do lots of different things. My favorite thing in Japan, at least, is to go out and see how beautiful the countryside is. It's such a pretty, pretty country. They do have really good tasting cuisine. I love their barbecue meat, and I love their noodles. It's really good.
Yeah, you certainly can get some good food there in Japan.
Yeah.
And they got a good diet there. They live longer than anybody.
Probably because of the fish.
Probably because the seafood and lacking of carbohydrates or whatever. All the junk food that the Americans eat and stuff like that are probably very much lacking in the Japanese diet. And that's something that has to do with cuisine here. There's a range of stuff to check out. We've got cuisine, which is the food. Yes, where are we going to eat? What are we going to eat? And shopping. Of course, what are we going to buy? And sightseeing, hey, what are the things we're going to check out? Some temples, maybe the Tokyo Tower or the Imperial Palace or the Budokan or whatever. Go see a concert or something like that. So, of course, with all these things to do, scheduling your days can be hard. Gee, what are we going to do? There's only so much time in a day.
That's right. So what better way to heighten your experience than by accomplishing all three endeavors before the sun is high in the sky? Which is noon. I'm assuming that's when the sun is the highest in the sky, at least during the day. So if you heighten something, you increase it, right? So you want to increase the joy or your own experience by doing all the things that you possibly can. An endeavor is something that you want to accomplish. My dad loves this word. What kind of endeavors do you have planned for the day? So an endeavor is just something you want to try to achieve or try to do. It might be a goal that you're trying to achieve. So here, you might want to see as much as you can, eat as much as you can, and shop as much as you can, too. Oh, boy.
So it's your all-in-one shopping, eating, sightseeing destination, the Tsukiji Fish Market in Tokyo there. It's centrally located, which means it's right in the middle of the city. So it's a mere 15-minute trip from Tokyo Station. It will take you only 15 minutes to get there, although it doesn't tell us 15 minutes of what. Is that a bus trip or a train ride or walking there? But
yeah.
Either way, it's pretty close there, starting from Tokyo Station.
Oh, it says here 15-minute trip from Tokyo Station. I think they're assuming you're going on the subway or the metro.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. Yeah. And yes, it's only going to take 15 minutes out of your day.
Cool.
Renowned for its wholesale fresh fish and produce, the market maintains its status as an appealing tourist attraction while also supplying more than 2,000 tons of seafood daily. So it's renowned for its wholesale fresh fish and produce. That's why it's famous. Renowned for means it's famous for its wholesale fresh fish. That's the lowest price you can pay for it before it passes through a middleman, for example, wholesale market there. And you can get fresh fish there and produce. If you run a restaurant in Tokyo somewhere, you head down there to get your stuff, and then you cook it at your restaurant and raise the prices and make a profit and stuff like that. So it's a wholesale market, of course, but also it's a tourist attraction. Tourists have heard about this place, and they want to go check it out.
That's right. I was going to say, if you run a restaurant, you're most likely not buying your produce and your meat and fish at the supermarket where the prices are pretty high. You're actually buying your produce and your meats and fishes through someone who's a wholesaler, because you get a better price and you're buying larger quantities of that particular thing. So, yeah, it's a great place to go. I'd like to go see it. I would just probably like hold my nose so I didn't have to smell the fish all the time. So let's move on to the next paragraph. It's enticing. So while enticing, the daily tuna auction can prove difficult to catch. Oh, I've heard about this before. I saw it online. If something's enticing, guys, it's tempting to you, makes you want to go after it, makes you want to do whatever it is. Maybe it's an enticing dessert or enticing play or concert. You really want to see it. You want to catch it. You don't want to miss it. Oh, we're going to find out why it's so enticing. A tuna auction is when they have those large tuna fish. Sometimes they're really, really big. They're also very expensive. So they have these tuna auctions where people who are interested in buying the tuna, you know, say how much they're going to pay and the highest bid wins.
That's a very common tourist picture or photograph from Japan when they're preparing for the tuna auction. They've got all these huge tunas that have been frozen. And they're lying out there on the floor there. People come and inspect them and stuff like that. So, of course, this is something that a lot of people would like to check out so that they can tell their friends that they were able to see it. But that's not so much easy to do, because it says here it can prove difficult to catch. Here we're not talking about catching fish. We're talking about catching a performance, being able to see the performance or being able to see the Tokyo tuna auction. And we'll continue talking about that in just a couple of seconds. Let's take a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们首先来看到空格的第一个句子呢，它所写的是 What better way to heighten your experience than by blank one, all three endeavors before the sun is high in the sky? 当然前提是提到到东京来旅游，想要购物、品尝美食还有观光，那还有哪一种更好的方式呢，可以加强这样的经验？Then 后面呢，我们加了一个 by doing something， 借由呢一次就完成这三项的体验，而且当时呢是太阳还没有高挂在天空之前就可以完成这三项体验。根据前后文意，第一题我们可以选择 L 选项的Accomplishing， 代表的是有完成的意思。在这里 by 后面的动词要加上 ving， 表示有借由这样子的事情。而接着我们来看到第二个空格的句子， Centrally locatedIt's a an blank two 15-minute trip from Tokyo Station. 这个地方呢，也就是竹地的鱼市场，它其实就位在东京的市中心，距离东京的车站呢，怎么样？15分钟的车程，这样看起来是相当的容易到达，所以仅要15分钟就可以到达这个地方。搭配前后文意，第二题的标准答案我们就选择 H 选项的 mere， 在这里就是有仅止的意思。第三个空格的后半句写着 The market maintains its status as an appealing tourist attraction while also blank three more than 2,000 tons of seafood daily。在这里提到竹地市场的特色，除了呢它仍然是这些观光客最主要想要参观的地点之外呢，同时它每一天怎么样超过2000吨的海产。在这里的 while 后面的主词省略掉，而呢它可以提供给大家的是超过2000吨的海产。根据上下文句跟文法的结构，第三题我们可以选择 G 选项的 supplying， 就是有供给提供的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about a travel destination in Tokyo, the Tsukiji Fish Market. When we last left you, we were talking about the daily tuna auction that's really hard to catch, hard to see, because you have to get up so early. And it's not only that, you have to wait in line because there aren't enough spots or places for people to stand and watch. So you have to line up early by at least 5 a.m. On vacation, that's kind of tough. You might just not go to bed, just stay up all night. Line up, and then you have to apply for a spot. If you apply for something, usually you're filling out a form, so people check out your information and say, yes, we'll take you. Or maybe you're applying for, a class you want to take. You still have to give someone your information. Here you have to apply for a spot just to stand and watch because it's so popular.
Yes, maybe you have to fill out a form or write your name down and include your phone number or something like that. And then they'll let you know if you're able to participate or at least be a spectator of the tuna auction. And only 120 people in total are admitted between 5:25 a.m. and 6:15 a.m. So I think that sounds quite difficult to get. If you're one of those people who like to see things with your very own eyes, then you better get down there early because there are only 120 spots there. But once they let you in, if you're one of those lucky 120 people, you can only stay there for, 45 minutes here or 50 minutes from 5:25 a.m. to 6:15 a.m.
That's when they're admitted,
That's when they're admitted, and I guess they let you out after that, or you can stay in. I'm not quite sure how this goes. But if you miss out, however, don't worry. If you're not able to participate in the tuna auction, don't worry. Eager spectators are permitted in the wholesale area after 9 a.m. So if you go down there and you don't get to see the tuna auction, don't fret. Don't worry, because you still have a chance to see other stuff that is equally interesting here. You can go into the wholesale area, where these wholesalers are selling their fish and seafood or whatnot to various people who need to buy this stuff.
Right. So the people there that are actually trying to buy the tuna before 9 a.m., they're serious. So they don't want a lot of tourists messing up their daily plan. So, yeah, you can get a chance to go and see other places. The peak hours are before 9 a.m. So after that, they kind of let you wander around. They want to keep the place free of potential hazards, like dangerous areas. Tourists are sometimes stupid. They don't think, and they do things that probably bring trouble to the people they're actually trying to run a business. So they don't want that. They don't want disturbances, people bothering them while they're trying to just run a business. Still, starting at 5 a.m., visitors can begin winding through the outer market. That's just the outer area of the whole place. Still, it says starting at 5 a.m., visitors can begin winding through that area, which is lined with sushi restaurants. If you like sushi, that's great. And specialty stores. Stores that sell things you don't often see all the time. Those are specialty stores. Those are meant for those who wish to indulge on a smaller scale, meaning people who aren't in the fish business or who aren't trying to get fish for a restaurant, things like that. Or maybe even supermarkets, they probably go and buy their fish there too. So if you indulge in something, you kind of allow yourself to enjoy the pleasure of something maybe that you don't usually get to do. I indulge in ice cream and maybe a little shinsuji on the weekends, you know, things I don't often allow myself to eat. So here they've provided these restaurants and specialty stores for those who just want to enjoy themselves, but on a smaller scale. Scale here just means the size of something. You know, people who are buying fish wholesale, man, they're buying on a very large scale. But a smaller scale might be you going there and buying fish for a family dinner.
It's kind of similar to going to Costco, if you know what that's all about.
True.
They sell things in bulk there. So you can't buy small quantities of things. You have to buy huge quantities of things. That's why I don't buy a lot of things there, because I'm probably not going to ever eat all that stuff, or it's going to spoil by the time I get to it or something like that. So you would probably want to buy stuff in a wholesale market if you were, yes, running a restaurant, or maybe you own a chain of restaurants or something like that. So that's a large scale as opposed to a smaller scale. Now, whether you end up peering at massive catches, sampling exquisite sushi, or absorbing the hum of commerce, there are a few rules to abide by. So these are different things you might be doing, whether you're doing this or that or this, you still have to do something else. So you might peer at these massive catches. To peer at something means to take a look at something, basically, and you sort of concentrate at it. But it's usually like only for a short time or something like that. And these are massive catches, which means all the fish that the fishermen have caught, maybe hundreds of thousands of fish or something. You might want to look at that. You might want to sample exquisite sushi. You might want to try some sushi that is really exquisite, which means it's extremely beautiful, very special, delicate, etc. And or you might be just simply kind of taking it all in, absorbing the hum of commerce, just kind of sitting back and watching people go back and forth, yelling at each other and stuff like that. You're absorbing it or just soaking it in. This, of course, is the hum of commerce. Commerce is another word for business, business transactions.
Yeah, the activity of buying and selling things. And there is that sort of that's going along when people are just talking quietly, or you can't really hear words, you just hear a sound. There are few rules to abide by. If you abide by some rules, it means you follow them, you obey them. Here they are. You can't wear high heels, ladies or men. Those have been
out
there.
Yeah, lots of men wear high heels. Yeah, guys, no high heels.
Some of them do.
If you're a cross-dresser.
And now we've got sandals. You can't wear your flip-flops, no sandals. I guess they want you to protect your feet, so you have to wear shoes that are closed. You can't bring in a lot of large bags or luggage. Don't come straight from the airport or the train. No, no. And you can't bring small children or animals. Can you imagine? Animals, especially dogs and cats, would be going crazy trying to get the fish to eat it. Now, additionally, you can't smoke. You can't disturb traffic. Maybe you can't bring a big, I don't know, a cart that you see in supermarkets, you know, those little carts you wheel around.
Right.
And you can't bargain. That's against the rules. So you can't say, oh, it's 100 NT. Okay, I'll give you 80. How about that? No bargaining. You pay what the price is or what the person they're selling it says it is.
I hate bargaining myself, so I like that idea. No bargaining. How much do you want for it? I'll pay you that money.
Yeah.
I don't want to play that game of bargaining. I hate that.
I hate bargaining.
In any case, here's the last paragraph. It says, rarely is hesitation rewarded, but in this case, the consequences of waiting could mean foregoing the opportunity entirely. We'll find out what this is about in just a second here. Rarely is hesitation rewarded. In other words, when you hesitate, you almost never get some kind of reward for that. If you hesitate, usually you suffer. If you hesitate when you want to ask the pretty girl to dance with you at the high school dance and you wait too long, well, then the captain of the football team asks her before you and he gets to dance with her and you don't. So hesitation in that case is not rewarded, but that's why we're saying rarely is hesitation rewarded. It's not often rewarded.
Yeah, there's kind of a slang phrase we would use in high school. If you snooze, you lose. So if you snooze, it means you kind of go to sleep. You're not paying attention. So you need to just be active. Don't wait. Step up and do what you need to do, or you're not going to get the bargain that you want or the fish that you want. Now, in this case, the consequences of waiting could mean foregoing the opportunity entirely. If you forego something, you have to skip it. You have to miss it. And you don't want to do that if you're on a special trip to Tokyo. And that's one of the places on your list of things to do to go to this Tsukiji market. It's expected to close and change location in October 2018. Oh,
wow.
This year, later
Less
in the
than
fall.
A year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a trip now could be your last chance to experience the celebrated site. Wow.
Yes, don't forego the opportunity. Don't pass up the opportunity. Act now while the chance is still there. Head out to that market and check it out. A trip could be your last chance to experience this celebrated site, just remember to say arigato or maybe domo arigato gozaimashita. You could say that as well to be extra polite. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第四个空格的句子写着 If you blank for, however, don't worry. 如果你想要进入逐地市场其实并不是这么样的简单它是有人数管制但是万一你怎么样的话呢也不需要担心当然就是指万一你错过的话第四题标准答案我们就选择 K 选项的 miss out 就是有错过的意思后面提供你一个解决的方案 Eager blank 5 are permitted in the wholesale area after 9 a.m. 在九点之后呢你可以到达呢这些批发区对于这些 eager 怎么样子的人是一个好消息我们第五题呢可以选择一个名词来当做主词的使用根据文意第五题可以选择 I 选项的 spectators 当然就是指我们这些观光客在九点之后就可以进入这样子的批发区第五题的标准答案就选择 I spectators第六题的空格 This is to keep peak sale hours free of blank six hazards and disturbances. 为什么要有人数的控制呢？最主要是因为呢，他们希望在这个尖峰的销售期间呢，能够免于 free of， 就是有免于一些潜在的危险和干扰。在这里根据文意我们可以选择一个形容词 C 选项的 potential 就是有潜在的因为我们这些观光客呢可能会打扰到他们的鱼市的交易而且呢也可能会产生一些危险第六题的标准答案就选择 C potential 第七个空格前面的句子提到来品尝美食呢或者聆听交易等等呢 There are a few rules to blank 7 当然是有一些规则必须要遵守咯搭配文意第七题可以选择 J 选项的 abide by 也就是有遵守的意思接着第八个空格的句子写着 Additionally, smoking, disturbing traffic, and bargaining are not blank eight. 除此之外呢像是抽烟或者是妨碍交通以及呢在那边讨价还价都是不怎么样的。在这里我们可以搭配一个呢符合文意又符合句法结构的 B 选项 tolerated, 在这里就是有容忍这些事情是不能被允许也不容许的。第八题的正确答案就选择 B 选项。当然了如果你要去进行鱼的交易买卖的话千万不要犹豫不决。第九个空格后半句写着 In this case, the blank nine of waiting could mean foregoing the opportunity entirely. 万一你去等待的话这样子的结果后果就代表着呢你可能就是完全的失去了机会而等待的后果结果搭配文意第九题就选择 F 选项的 consequences 第十个空格这个逐地呢市场已经快要关闭了 A trip now could be your last chance to experience the blank 10 site 那么走这一趟可能就是你最后一次的机会来体验这样子的一个圣地。这个地点呢是受到大家所赞扬称颂而且是相当著名的。搭配文意我们就选择 A 选项的 celebrated, 在这里就是有著名的意思。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听。
That's it for our travel unit, guys. We hope that some of our listeners out there get a chance to go to the Tsukiji Fish Market before it changes location. Who knows what's going to happen after October 2018. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
See ya.